coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Famously.
That was the crutches guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that how he goes down?
No, I just was trying to... I haven't seen the show.
Oh, like his great acting. He was the guy who was a great actor.
The guy with crutches.
Oh, you mean crutches guy. Yeah. You're a terrible person. Dum, dum, da, da, Village Idiom. Hello, and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are podcasting every week. We choose a popular saying, taken admittedly shallow. They're not so popular anymore. As we get down this list, we say we
got
choosing
rid of all the popular
all the popular ones are gone. We take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But really, it's just so we have something to hang our directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
I am Skitty. As we were talking about it, our friend Maniac 180 was in the studio.
Yeah.
And so today's will come out. Today's is In Like Flynn. And he's like, isn't it In Like Flint?
I know.
Which was cracking me up. Because it's always been In Like Flynn, but sometimes you hear things and...
And you've always thought it's something
it's
else.
It's that carry a liaison.
Yeah, carry a laser gun.
Carry a laser gun.
Yeah.
And that's all you can hear once you hear it.
He was questioning you. Like, it's in like Flint, right?
Right. Like, Flint is in what? Like, what is Flint in? In like Flint, like a cigarette lighter? Like,
yeah, so here, this is...
You're in like Flynn, kid.
That's in its perfect usage. You're in like Flynn.
In the
not
the,
Flint.
Now, the and way that we kind of more use it now are another kind of familiarized thing. Have you heard in there like swimwear?
Yes.
Okay. So that is like, I've heard that like infinitely more than in like Flynn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe you hang out with like elderly people or something.
With the same meaning though? Like
in there like swimwear.
So what does that mean though? You just got into the circle?
No, it's like when you're like, you know, if you've been swimming or you've been off to like the water park or something and then you're getting
woo!
And then your shorts are just kind of riding up there. It's in there like swimwear. Oh.
See, that's not the same usage as in like Flynn.
It doesn't mean like that?
No. In like Flynn means that you have been quickly and or emphatically successful, and it's usually in a romantic context. So, like, if...
Oh, that's not the same at all.
No.
Oh, it's like if you're like making reservations, like, oh, we'll take you now, Mr.
No,
Mr.
If you're
in there like swimwear.
No, if you're, well, yes, it is about being accepted quickly.
Like swimwear.
But the way you described it with swimwear working its way up one's hard not to crack.
There you go. Sometimes it's not these days. It's just, that's just how it is. With swimwear.
If swimwear just already starts there.
Sometimes. Yeah, that's just how that goes.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, yeah, life, right?
Anyway, in like Flynn, if you've got all the moves, you're like, oh, I went up and I had this one-liner and then we went out for drinks, your buddy would go, ah, you're in like Flynn then.
Yeah, maybe that's why I've never heard it in like... Because I don't do any of those things. But I do go, I've been to Cultus Lake, so that's why I've heard of In There Like Swimwear.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to play you a clip. It's a little bit janky audio clip from Happy Days.
Speaking of,
yeah,
I put a note in your phone.
I don't want to talk about it.
To get the HDMI dongle.
You should have also put a reminder on that note so that it popped up.
I don't even know what else I could do at this point.
I don't know. What you're talking about, for those listening, is that our TV is still not working.
Producer, remember this word, dongle. Dongle.
Leyland, are you listening?
Yeah. Dongle.
Dongle.
Perfect. Okay, she's got it.
You got to remember, you got to remind me to get a dongle.
Just shrugs.
Try her best. Shrugs, like, that's my job. No, so this is the Fonz trying to give Richie Cunningham some tips on how to approach a girl.
Okay.
And what's interesting about this one is it's implied. He doesn't say in like Flynn. He just says, at the end of this clip, he just says, like Flynn. Because...
Right. So it's already chopped down.
Yeah, it's already chopped down. But it goes like this. This is the Fonz talking to...
You pick out a real classy looking chick, huh? Hmm. You let her dance up
it's
to the bandstand.
Yep,
and then you mouth her a message.
Mouth.
What do you mouth? Happy birthday. What do you think you mouth?
What do you think?
And that works? Like Flynn.
Like Flynn.
In like Flynn.
It works like Flynn. You're in like Flynn. Usually has to do with with men and women, usually in that direction.
Hmm.
You're in like Flynn.
Well,
means you you won her over.
When I was going through and trying to figure some of this stuff out, now your mind might get blown. This is going to get the nerdiness of it.
Yep.
You remember Tron?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the guy's
the
name?
The original,
the after ones. Do you remember his name in the show? That's right.
Flynn Wright. Flynn something Flynn.
So it's, yeah, Kevin Flynn.
Kevin? Oh, I would have never gotten to
and
Kevin.
And his son is Sam Flynn. Okay, and it's Flynn's Arcade. So he's...
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
So, now, do you think the whole choosing of that name is specific to being... Because he's pulled into the network, pulled into the computer.
To be in like Flynn?
He's in like Flynn. He's the one... He's the first to get pulled through. He's in like Flynn. What do you think of that?
Boom. I don't know. Maybe that's why they chose Kevin.
In like Kevin? Who says that?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure I know what that means.
I know we're not getting into origins yet, but I will say that in the several options that are the origin stories of this.
You have options today?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. You probably had something in your mind.
I do.
And so did I. There's alternative and believable alternatives.
Okay. Before we get into that, I actually
In Like Kevin never came up. And neither did In Like Kevin Flynn.
So you said the word Kevin now. In Like Kevin, I'm thinking Home Alone.
Right.
Yeah. That's just the most popular Kevin, in unless it's 3-2-1 Penguins. Well,
Kevin.
Okay.
There's not that many famous Kevins. Kevin Nealon.
Okay. So there's
Kevin Costner.
As few as those are, there's less Flynns.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
So I just went with ones off the top of my head.
Flynn Rider?
Well, don't ruin my game.
Oh, it's a game.
Okay. Sorry. I got a little game going on here. Maybe.
Give me the first one. Is it Flynn Rider?
Okay. I'm going to go with a hard one then, just to mess with you up right from the very beginning. National Security Advisor. U.S. National Security Advisor, 2017.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Arthur Flynn.
That's crazy that you
is not
get
Arthur.
It completely wrong.
Oh. Okay.
Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn.
Which you probably heard the name. Michael Flynn.
Okay.
He is the son of a famous TV drug lord.
TV drug lord.
Most inconspicuous TV drug lord you could think of.
No.
More of a drug manufacturer.
Breaking Bad?
He is.
Is that? It's a real life son.
No,
his son's name is Flynn.
Yes,
Flynn White.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, Flynn.
Flynn White.
So another famous Flynn.
That was the crutches guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that how he goes down?
No, I just was trying to. I haven't seen the show.
Well, like
in a while.
His great acting. You know, the guy was a great actor.
The guy with crutches.
Oh, you mean crutches guy? Yeah, you're a terrible person. Okay. Okay, in the Tangled series.
Flynn Rider.
Oh, Rapunzel's boyfriend, of course. Flynn Rider. Okay, and finally, Robin Hood in The Adventures of Robin Hood.
Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn.
Well, I thought for sure you would go with also Wilma's husband.
Fred Flynn?
Stone.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the unknown. That's his middle name, which is really a miss.
Fred Flynn Flintstone.
Terrible parents to name you Flynn Flintstone.
Okay, before we get into origins, I got to play you one
that
more.
That one actually is Flintstone.
Flint, yeah, that's in like Flint.
You're going to mess up Maniac 180.
I know. Here's one more just because I thought it was humorous. Have you ever watched Kim's Convenience?
I know of it.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I spend most of my time reading or going outside doing activities.
In God's Word.
Amen.
Here is a clip from Kim's Convenience, which just made me laugh.
You would say, you know, like a friend, huh?
Let's steal one more time because it's just funny. Oh, there
we go. Say, you know, like a friend.
Wow. How is that? That's so stereotype.
I know. But
it's such a caricature.
It's his character. Yeah, it's his character.
You know, like a friend.
It's just like when they're torturing Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino.
What? Oh, yeah.
For Bad Friends. Yeah. You know, like a friend. Yeah. So good. So, you have some more on, is there some juicy backstory on where this actually comes from? Or
We're a little early, but it's probably better than what we usually do.
Probably jump into it so that we can build off of that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
In that case, this is a little segment we like to call, this is a segment we like to call Origins. So we usually start it with this.
I said some words, where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins.
You know, there's a lot of songs that go down in history as being the most played song. Mm-hmm. But if we just never stopped podcasting, would that song get more play than some Michael Jackson songs?
Never. Ever. Really? No. We could live to 1 million years old, and that will never happen.
I said some Michael Jackson songs. Oh.
Pick the worst, least known one, and then still maybe.
Okay, well, let's talk about the origins of the idiom "in like Flynn." So,
Flint.
In like Flint. It is Flynn. And I'm assuming that your thoughts, however we heard it along life's path, was that it came from Errol Flynn. Is that what you thought ahead of time? Errol
Flynn. That's what I understood it as.
So that is the most likely one, is that it came from Errol Flynn. And I've got some fun facts about him and stuff we'll get into later. But he was famous for his romantic roles in Hollywood movies, but also in his private life, which were a little scandalous at times. But his romantic life, both on and off screen, was why it most likely came from In Like Flynn. Like, in reference to a romantic success.
He was a smooth...
Like Richie Cunningham, if you listen to the music, follow the Fonz's lesson, you're in like Flynn with the ladies. But before we get to Errol Flynn, let's talk about Edward J. Flynn, shall we?
Let's do that.
Which was not on your list.
No, all the Flynns, I skipped over that one.
Edward J. Flynn is an etymologist. Etymologist Eric Partridge presents evidence.
Is that
about
a bug? Is that a bug person?
That is correct.
Okay.
He presents evidence that refers to Edward J. Flynn, who was most prominent in the 20s to 40s. He was a New York City political boss who became a campaign manager for the Democratic Party using Franklin Delano Roosevelt's presidency. So Boss Flynn, that he was referred to, says a little something about him right there.
With a sidekick Cooter?
Yeah, exactly. Boss Flynn's Democratic Party machine exercised absolute political control over all of the Bronx. So he was a significant person. And the candidates that he backed were almost automatically in.
Wow.
So if you were backed by him, you were in like Flynn.
Okay.
Because they all got in.
If that was the Riddle Link, I would vote for that.
If
that was
the origin story.
Origin.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I would have eaten that up.
Yeah. So Edward J. Flynn, this is a legitimate...
You included a place, time. There's just enough randomness. Yeah. It's like, that's the one.
Boss Hogg, Boss Flynn.
Boss Flynn.
So this is a legitimate theory that it actually came from him. That's the 20s and 40s, which is the only part that makes me question it is the time. But I don't know. So let's talk about Errol Flynn, and then we've got some other possible answers as well. But Errol Flynn, so in November of 42, the rhyming phrase, in like Flynn, became associated with Errol Flynn. Like, we have an actual month and year that it became associated with him, which makes me think.
Now, did it exist prior?
Right.
As a phrase, and then he glommed onto
That's what I'm wondering, because this is 1943, or 1942, and what's his name? Edward J. Flynn was most prominent from 22 to 43. So was In Like Flynn already there? And then specifically in November of 1942, it became associated with Errol Flynn because at that time, he was accused of statutory rape by minors Betty Hansen and Peggy Saturday.
Errol Flynn was?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so off screen, his romantic life is very questionable.
Well, how did Edward J. Flynn die? If he died by bow and arrow in A Man in Green Tights. Then 100% Errol Flynn killed
him. I will take your idiom.
I will steal your moniker, so to speak.
Moniker Lewinsky was Errol Flynn's problem.
That's an issue.
So Flynn had already had a reputation for womanizing. He also had a reputation of alcoholism, of fighting, all sorts of bad things off screen.
So I knew none of this.
Really?
No, which makes me like, that's a terrible thing to say in like Flynn.
Right.
Which makes swimwear be way better. Because you would never want to be associated with any of that.
Right.
But everyone loves swimwear.
So there was a group.
I guess not everyone.
Not everyone loves swimwear.
No, like if you have just like this.
I don't like swimwear in there.
Like, fair. It's fair enough.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to have swimwear in there.
No, but this person that you're describing is more like a
predator.
Like the swim shirt of swimwear.
What?
Well, he's just like all covering things up and
fair enough. So there was a group organized to support Flynn named, are you ready for this? The American Boys Club for the Defense of Errol Flynn.
What?
Which, by the way, the acronym, if you haven't figured it out, ABCDEF.
Okay. Anyway, this is all terrible.
The members included William F. Buckley Jr. and others. The trial took place January, February. Flynn was acquitted of all charges.
Weird.
So, now here's the weirdest thing. No, this is not weirder. Oh my goodness, I'm an idiot. Etymologist?
Is it a word study?
Yeah. Entomologist is insects. But you're just, sense. I was just flying by when you Makes asked. I'm sense. Like, yeah. No, etymologist. So, according to etymologist, not entomologist, Michael Quinton, the phrase is said to have been coined following his acquittal. Hmm. So, like, in Lake Flynn now had to do with being a womanizer,
is it
being
like
acquitted.
Dodging the system?
All of it.
You got, like, I can't imagine there being, like, a boys' scout kind of club that's like, we love Bill Cosby, or something that's just like, oh, there's all these allegations against him. Are you sure you want to call your, like, where are the pudding pops or whatever that you want to support that?
It's a good thing Cosby's name doesn't rhyme with anything, because there probably would have been something. Like, in like Flynn, like, he was bound to have a rhyming idiom.
It's getting worse,
Rosby
though.
Like Cosby. Cosby.
Unless Donald Duck is doing it, or
Porky
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, that's the one. Yeah. So this idiom is widely used in Australia, way more than we use it. Like, it's huge in Australia. And it refers to, and I took this out of the article to word it exactly this way. Widely used in Australia, referring to quick and easy sexual conquest. In this usage attributed to Errol Flynn's movie star good looks and charming manner being irresistible without any undertones of rape, nor criminal or predatory behavior. So, in Australia, it's used a lot. It is reference to Errol Flynn and his womanizing and his ability to get all the women, but they make it point of saying, but not that. Like, it's not even used that way. You don't someone who's like a predator is not in like Flynn.
Hmm.
They're in like Cosby.
I don't know if I ever want to use that phrase again, though.
Right. Yeah. Swimmer. It's a deep
in there, like swimwear. Yeah.
Okay. Couple,
taking it back.
Couple other possible popularizations, which vary between the 30s and the 40s. Again, in Australia, the 1932 Ian Idris biographical novel called Flynn of the Inland, which is pretty close.
Flynnland. Yep.
Flynn, Flynn of the Inland.
Got it.
So you got Inn and Flynn in the same title. About John Flynn, also not on your list, and the Royal Flying Doctor Service. There's possibility that came from that book, that title. It was popular. Barry Popick of the American Dialect Society of the Gold Coast Literary Society found an example from 1940 from the sports section of the San Francisco Examiner. And, again, uses In Like Flynn that far back. So probably not the political boss hog guy. Still probably Errol Flynn, but got quickly diversified and used in all sorts of scenarios. So, long story short, it's Errol Flynn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's all the conjecture around him and his life is pretty rough. So because it was existed before in some form and possibly existed before that, it's a tough origin story to swallow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Totally. But he was acquitted, so he did nothing wrong.
Hmm.
Yep.
And if the green tights don't fit, you must acquit.
That's right.
Yeah, Errol Flynn.
Just for fun, here's some... do we have time? Oh, we got some time. Some interesting facts about Errol Flynn.
Oh, great. Here we go.
So when banned from drinking on film sets, this is great. He used to inject oranges with vodka and then eat oranges on his breaks.
He's a mess.
A little.
He's his spiked oranges.
His son, whose name is Sean Flynn, also not on your list, mm-hmm. Was in a few films but didn't like being an actor, so he switched and became a freelance photojournalist and went missing during the Vietnam War, presumed to be captured by guerrillas and killed.
Hmm.
And spurred on a song by The Clash called Sean Flynn.
Okay. Which I assume is more like some Irish jig.
Right.
Like good old Sean Flynn. Like Sean Flynn went to the pub.
Here's another interesting fact.
Okay.
His second wife, he met at the snack stand counter in the courthouse during his rape trials.
That's a special age.
In like Flynn.
How charming are you if you're in a trial for being as some sort of predator that you can lure in the snack girl at the courthouse?
While being accused of rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like terrible.
Yeah.
Those were really charming.
He died at the age of?
Guess. I'm going to go with 57.
Lower.
Wow, that's rough. 56.
Lower.
55?
Lower.
Okay, I'll be nice. 54?
Lower. His price is right.
Okay. One. One, my final answer.
Higher.
Okay. Okay, 45.
Higher.
50.
Correct. In Lake Flynn.
In Lake Flynn.
And guess where 50. He died?
That's rough.
I won't make you guess. Vancouver, British Columbia.
No!
Yeah. He was in town, right here in our homeland, trying to sell his yacht, his pride and joy, but he was in financial distress and was selling it to someone in Vancouver and died of a heart attack. And what's funny is there's a quote saying that when they did an autopsy on him, this is not funny. He's dead now.
Instead of using like
it said it showed it
by the
they didn't need to because the orange vodka.
They just
the autopsy showed vodka. That he had a body of a 75-year-old man. And this is the doctor's quote. His liver was so badly damaged that he could only have lived for another 9 to 12 months. I'm like, what a stupid thing to say during an autopsy. No, he couldn't have.
He's dead.
He's dead. He died yesterday.
So supposing he hadn't had the jammer, then
yeah, but what would he have died in the next 9 or 12 months? Probably a heart attack.
Well, whatever happens when
you're if he hadn't died of a heart attack today, he
sepsis.
Would have 9 or 12 months. Anyway, there's a ton of interest. He did most of his own stunts.
It has that vibe of Mr. Smithers from, like, just all, like, body all messed up, yet somehow charming. Like, you'd have to be really charming.
Do you know who Jim Thorpe is? So Jim Thorpe is an American athlete, Native American athlete, actually, who is playing as an extra on the movie They Died With Their Boots On, Errol Flynn movie. Off camera, Errol Flynn got in a fight with him, started mouthing off to him, doesn't say what reason, Jim Thorpe. Big Native American athlete. One punch knocked him out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just like, whoomp. I'm just like, that's funny. Errol Flynn's supposed to be this big, tough guy.
That's crazy. It's just a charm, like excessive charm.
One. I'll give you one more, and then we'll move
that's
on.
That's what the illegitimate children need.
No, you'll like
one more Errol Flynn.
He had an autobiography called My Wicked, Wicked Ways. Mm. Supposedly, its original title, In Like Me. No joke.
Okay, that's
which
at least
definitely
funny.
Definitely should have been the title.
Yeah, because at least it would have been memorable.
Yeah.
Would have likely have heard about it. In Like Me.
In Like Me.
He's just owning it right to his 50-year-old death.
Right to his 50. Oh, that's sad. That's young.
It is. It's really
we young. Can say that. We can say that now.
You pass it.
It's super young.
Such a young guy. Basically a child.
So that is the origins and...
Well, that was way more elaborate
than
last week.
Correct.
Last week was dumb, like ridiculously
small. Last
week was
started 200 years ago.
The end.
The end.
Yeah, so good old Errol Flynn.
Yeah, in Lake Flynn.
I'm not going to say good old Errol Flynn.
No.
This is terrible.
Questionable.
Terrell Flynn. No, terrible.
Flynn.
Terrible Flynn. He's an awful man.
Error Flynn.
Oh, that's way better.
Errol Sin.
Mm. I like where you're going with this.
Terrible Sin. Now we're just... Okay. Well, what do you say we get into it?
That sounds like fantastic. Are we going to do some more?
And by it, I mean Riddling. Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. It requires a two-part overlapping answer overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. For example, last week... What was our idiom last week? Oh, it was a tough nut to crack. And we left you with this one. The final installment of this Bruce Willis movie series is an acorn way of describing a tough problem, and I did mention that I used the word tough on purpose. The final installment of this movie, this Bruce Willis movie series is an acorn way of describing a tough problem.
The movie jumped out of my, it's the Christmas movie, I'm going to go with hard something. Man, what's that movie?
So the original is Die Hard.
Die Hard. Why couldn't I get that?
But what was the fourth one?
The final installment.
Die more hard. Die harder. Die
it's,
hardest.
It's a good day to die hard.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay, tell me
the final installment of this Bruce Willis movie series is an acorn way of describing a tough problem.
It's a good day to die harder, nut to crack.
That's it. That's it. How you play Riddle. Like.
It's not legitimate.
It's not. It's a good day to die hard. It's not a hard nut to crack. It's a good day to die hard, nut to crack.
That's a good one. Very clever. Well, I've got a couple today, and I'm pretty sure you don't have them.
Okay.
Sometimes they overlap.
Saved a Agouti from last week.
I did not. Okay. Riding light cycles with the Anchorman. Riding light cycles with the Anchorman.
I mean, the Anchorman is Will Ferrell. It's not? No, it's not. Oh, you want Ron Burgundy.
Riding light cycles.
Tron Burgundy. Is it Tron Burgundy?
It's Tron Burgundy.
Oh, man, that was tough. Let me give you mine, and I'll tell you.
Please don't tell me you had a Tron reference.
No.
Okay.
No,
that was going to blow my mind.
I was going to leave this with everyone, but I'm going to use it now just because this is why I got hiccuped on answering you. Elf actor has been quickly accepted romantically. Elf actor.
Okay, yep. So I'm going with Will Ferrell. Ferrell, wow. You found a rhyme.
Right.
Will Ferrell Flynn.
Yeah.
That's a tongue twister and very clever.
Thanks, man.
Errol,
your support is overwhelming.
That's good. I don't know if I told you the other day, but you really had nice blue eyes in that thing. And I mean that in the least awkward way possible.
I'm going to wear that dress more often.
Okay. I've got another one going here.
Okay, go.
This American hip-hop clan features Rapunzel. American hip-hop clan, and I use that very... Features Rapunzel. How many Wu...
Oh, I got it. Wu-Tangled.
It's Wu-Tangled.
I like that one.
It's Wu-Tangled.
Wu-Tangled. As soon as you said, and I used that word, I'm like, okay, remove clan. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Nice. Nicely done. Well, I got one more, but tell everybody how they can play along at home in their pajamas.
Illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Perfect. Here it is. That Will Ferrell one is gone. Will Ferrell Flynn was going to be the one. Now it's going to be this one. As romantically successful as actor Errol and as politically successful as boss Edward. As romantically successful as actor Errol and as politically successful as boss Edward.
I cannot pull it together, so this is a good one to leave behind.
All right. They'll get
it. And
that
is 3 minutes gone. Oh, I got nothing. I'm drawing a blank.
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Well, that was good. That was a whole ton of information to waste your friends and coworkers' time at the water cooler.
Yep.
Perfect.
Or if you don't have a water cooler, at your Stanley thermal
mug. Yep, you can just put a water bottle up and let people share it. Say, sure. Hey, guys, we got a new water cooler.
Extra paper straws here.
Well, we hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
I loved it.
I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Oh, you're in like Flynn. That's 3 minutes gone.